Springbrook Audio presents Beneath by Jeremy Robinson, read by Jeffrey Kafer. If we have learned one thing from the history of invention and discovery, it is that in the long run, and often in the short one, the most daring prophecies seem laughably conservative. Arthur C. Clarke, The Exploration of Space. It is easy to go down into hell. Night and day the gates of dark death stand wide, but to climb back again, to retrace one's steps to the upper air, there's the rub, the task. Virgil, Aeneid. Spaceships and time machines are no escape from the human condition. Let Othello subject Desdemona to a lie detector test. His jealousy will still blind him to the evidence. Let Oedipus triumph over gravity. He won't triumph over his fate. Arthur Koestler, writer. The search for new life, exploration of the world around us, accumulation of global knowledge for the betterment of mankind, no one questions these ideas. They are the fundamentals of worldwide human society and the very basic principles of science. New life forms are discovered every year in the most remote regions of our world, providing unique glimpses of the evolutionary process and delivering incredible advances in medical science, saving countless lives. Seeking out new life should be a tantamount concern to every living soul on Earth. Dr. Kathy Connolly, biologist and oceanographer. Maybe this world is another planet's hell. Aldous Huxley. Prologue. Collisions. Glowing dully in the light cast from the distant sun, a spinning chunk of interwoven nickel and iron the size of Khufu's pyramid careened past the outer fringes of our solar system, missing Pluto by a minuscule 600,000 miles. Moving at 75,000 miles per hour, the asteroid sped past the orbits of Uranus, Neptune, and Saturn, bringing it deeper into the solar system and on a direct collision course with Earth. But as often happens with solar intruders, a slight tug, a nagging pull of gravity, began to exert its force on the interplanetary projectile. The course of the asteroid was modified and redirected towards the solar system's vacuum cleaner, mighty Jupiter. Just as the ancient god Jupiter protected the Roman Empire by reaching out and smiting enemies with lightning bolts, so too did the solar system's guardian. Reaching out with its gravity, Jupiter pulled the asteroid toward its surface, threatening to crush it within a high-pressure atmosphere of hydrogen, nitrogen, helium, and other gases. The asteroid, now on a collision course with the outer atmosphere of Jupiter, began building speed, pulled in faster by Jupiter's influence. Passing Jupiter's outer moons in rapid succession, the asteroid's fate seemed clear. But a near miss with Callisto, Jupiter's eighth and second largest moon, altered its course ever so slightly, just enough to cause a premature collision. Noiselessly, the asteroid impacted with the frozen surface of Jupiter's sixth moon, Europa. The surface of the moon exploded with energy created by the impact and massive chunks of ice, launching stone and other materials into space. Some were pulled back by Jupiter's gravitational grip, but other chunks, moving fast enough to escape, tumbled into space and scattered across the solar system like a broken dinner plate across a tile floor. One object in particular made off like a fleeing prisoner toward the center of the solar system, toward Earth. The football field-sized asteroid, which once threatened Earth, had been replaced by a smaller-sized chunk of Europa, which slowly spun through the solar system, passing through the asteroid belt in the orbit of Mars without incident. The house-sized object passed the moon and burst into flames as it entered Earth's atmosphere, 3,053 years later.